Donald Trump, Biden administration's $6 billion ransom to Iran responsible for terror attack on Israel. By Wendell Hasebo on October 9, 2023. The Biden administration's agreement to transfer $6 billion in Iranian funds that the United States had previously frozen in South Korea is responsible for the terror attack on Israel over the weekend. Former President Donald Trump plans to state Monday in New Hampshire. The Hamas terror attack occurred on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret and inflicted what legal scholar Eugene Kantorovich called the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. Israel pledged to immediately retaliate against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Video footage from media outlets on Monday showed Israel strategically launching missile strikes against Hamas. This war happened for three reasons: the allowing by the Biden administration of Iran to sell massive amounts of oil and making $60 billion. The United States giving Iran $6 billion ransom, and our country's perceived weakness with an incompetent and corrupt leader. Joe Biden, who's laughed at all over the world, according to Trump's prepared remarks obtained by Breitbart News. Joe Biden betrayed Israel, Trump stated. As president, I will once again stand strongly with the state of Israel. We will cut off the money to Palestinian terrorists on day one, Trump pledged. And we will reimpose the travel ban on terror-afflicted countries so that the bloodshed and killing we saw this week will never reach American soil. Trump also noted his successes in negotiating bilateral agreements on Arab-Israeli normalization signed between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain on September 15, 2020. The historic accomplishment was named the Abraham Accords. Less than 4 years ago, we had peace in the Middle East with the historic Abraham Accords. Today we have all-out war on Israel. What a difference a president makes, Trump said. Trump's statement on Monday contrasts with the response by President Joe Biden, who scheduled no public appearances on Monday. Indigenous Peoples Day, even though 9 Americans died with a reported 800 Israelis over the weekend. Joe Biden spent Sunday night partying with the First Lady and White House staff. A press pool report Sunday evening around 6 p.m. stated. The party was complete with a live band paid for by the American taxpayer. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.